This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, as you've probably heard, the New World screwworm made its way into the U.S. last week. But Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said his group was not caught by surprise at the announcement.
This is something that, quite frankly, we as the cattle industry have been expecting for several months now, ever since New World screwworm made it out of Guatemala into Mexico right before Thanksgiving of 2024. We expected this to be inevitable.
So Woodall says they began planning right away.
But that gave us over 18 months to get prepared. So what we have seen here since the confirmation by Secretary Rollins is that we're ready. The plan is solid. It's in place. And not only is the industry ready, when I talk about the industry, I talk about the Texas cattle feeders, Texas Southwestern cattle raisers, NCBA, but also Texas Animal Health Commission and USDA. So the response is going as planned.
Woodall says the way to eradicate the screwworm is through sterile insect technology, where you sterilize the flies and turn them back out into the wild, because the females only mate once in their life cycle. So if you mate her with a sterile male, that's it. But it's been 60 years since the U.S. had to deal with the screwworm, and it took almost 40 years to eradicate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.